Brookfield Republican Dale Coinga's plan would reduce income taxes by a total of more than $400 million on top of the roughly $340 million Governor Walker proposed in his budget. Coinga says money for the cut would come from projected revenue growth over the next 2 years. He says anytime the state's expecting more revenue, it can take two paths.
Do we use this money to increase the size of government, or do we use this money to increase the private sector in support of Wisconsin working families?
Where Walker's budget would have cut tax rates for only the bottom three income brackets in Wisconsin, Coinga's plan cuts rates for Wisconsin's top earners as well, increasing their share of the tax cut. Coinga says that's because they pay such a high percentage of Wisconsin state income tax right now.
It is nearly impossible to create a tax reform or tax cut that is not going to disproportionately lower taxes for upper middle class and rich taxpayers.
Milwaukee Democrat John Richards, who like Coinga sits on the legislature's budget committee, disagreed.
Right now, at first glance, it sure looks like it's a giveaway to the very wealthy, far more than Governor Walker did, and gets rid of some of the tools that Governor Walker said was necessary when he first came into office.
Those tools include a tax break for job creation championed by the governor during his first months in office. This tax cut would total about $760 million in the upcoming budget. Richards noted the cost of Coinga's plan would grow to $914 million in the 2015 budget. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.